You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Well, this morning we're excited to have Stephanie Pepping with us. She was a part of our faith community for many years and is going to be sharing a song with us today.
Yeah, so thank you all so much for inviting me today. It's a special honor to be playing here. I know some of you, I see a lot of new faces, which is great. So some of you might not know me as well, but I came here for a long time and was a pretty active member. And it's kind of special today because you're talking a little bit about crisis and doubt. And this is the church where I kind of came out of that place. It took me a little while. But I struggle with questions of my own. And it's kind of similar to what Rachel was saying. I always knew there was a God and I believed in God, but there were just questions that are tough. And this was a really good home church for me for a while, and I really love it, and it has a special place in my heart. So I wanted to share something in conjunction with what we're singing today. It has to do a lot with, it's similar to what Mimo was singing about as well, just the promise that we have an eternity to spend with our King and that how beautiful that is. And I kind of wanted to share something I've been reading lately. I've been reading a book called Proof of Heaven a little bit. It's an older book, but it's interesting. It's like a neurosurgeon who had some kind of freak illness where he ended up in a coma, and he was very close to death, and he experienced what he felt like was heaven, and he felt like that was he needed to write about it and share his experience with people. And there's debate about how accurate his story is, but he tries to put into words what he experienced, which is really hard because he said even there, like, he didn't communicate with words. You just kind of have, his experience was that you have like a question and then you understand the answer immediately, but it's not words, so it's hard to put into English. But the three big things that he said that he understood and the best way he could write them in English make a lot of sense to me. And they're things that I think if we can all remember in times of crisis and doubt that we would all probably be in a little better place. So the three main messages: you are loved and cherished dearly forever. You have nothing to fear, and there is nothing you can do wrong. And I thought those three main messages really spoke to, you know, to the God that we know, and not just heaven, but where we are now as well. This song's called Never Grow Old. It's also an old hymn, and yeah, we'll just get to it.
I've heard of a land on a faraway strand. 'Tis a beautiful home for the soul, built by Jesus on high, where we never shall die. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old. In that beautiful home where we'll never more roam, we shall meet in the sweet by and by. Happy praise to the King, eternity sing. 'Tis a land where we never shall die. Never grow old, never grow old. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, where we'll never grow old. and the life crown is won in our troubles and trials alone. All our sorrows will end, and our voices will blend with the loved ones who have gone on before. Tis a land where we'll never